Hey y'all. Y'all know I love to spark up before we get back into session, almost like a mixtape Wayne. Whenever he dropped that lighter flick, you knew that it was about to be fire. The track was gonna be fire. So today it's gonna be fire. All right. One more time. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Puff of Knowledge, your safe space to explore cannabis with care, intention, and a little bit of cosmic flavor from time to time. I'm your host, Marjan, and today's episode is especially sacred for me because dun, 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 when I release this episode, it will be May 9th, which, if you didn't know, that is my birthday. So this is like a birthday celebration, celebration of all things. So super excited. Shout out to all the May babies, okay, and all the Tauruses, again, cosmic flair. But more than that, today's episode is really special also because it's the story behind the story. So, I'm going to call this episode The Origin Story. And if you've been wondering why I even started this podcast or what fuels this fire in me to talk about plant medicine and wellness with such passion, this is it. You're about to hear the why behind Puff of Knowledge, the deeper reason, the real reason, the truth that breathes under all of this. So, this podcast was never ever, ever about jumping on a trend. It was birthed purely from survival, from softness, from a moment in my life where I had to choose healing, even when I didn't know what that would look like. If you're new here, welcome. I'm so glad you're in the room. I appreciate you. I see you. If you've been riding with me since episode one, maybe even the trailer, okay? I see you too, and I thank you. So let's light one. Breathe in deep and tap into the heart of it all. Let's go. So let's start. Let's go back. Let's go back to about 2017. I was living in DC again for grad school. I was working full time. I had just started this really great job in like entertainment. I was living a very, very full life on paper. Okay. I was doing it all. I had internships with my full-time job. I was doing some stuff, just sitting here reminiscing. What a time. But beneath the surface, something was beginning to shift. In 2017, I was diagnosed with stage 2B cervical cancer. And just like that, my world changed. My body became a battlefield. My days were filled with appointments, labs, radiations, and side effects. But at the same time, life was full of due dates, rent payments, work deadlines, and just personal obligations. And I didn't have time to fall apart. So I didn't. I kept going. I held my illness inside. I kept that a secret because I did not want people's pity, or, I felt like I wanted to hold a straight face, right? I didn't want my life to change. And so I just kept going. And that time is when cannabis stopped being a social thing, stopped doing it with my friends at brunch or, just to say I'm, engaging with the plant. At that time, it became my medicine. I needed something to soothe the nausea, to make me want to eat, to let me sleep, to calm the panic, y'all. Like, that's when I found out what anxiety really was. But to calm the panic when I didn't even have the words to describe what I was feeling, cannabis was the first thing to give me a sense of relief. But more than that, it gave me presence. It was the first time that I started to truly listen to my body, to prioritize rest, to learn how to say no. To soften And I know that that might sound small, but for a Black woman conditioned to be strong all the time, it was revolutionary. Okay. This isn't just about weed. It's about wellness. It's about reclaiming our right to heal. All right. Whew. That's why I told y'all to take a deep breath. We got to know where we came from to know where we're going. So let's get into the power of the plant. We all know about THC and CBD, right? Yes, because we talked about it in episodes 1 and 2, but cannabis is so much deeper than that. THC, which is the one that most folks know, helps with pain relief, appetite stimulant, and yes, it gives you that euphoric feeling. It makes you feel high, okay? That's what we know THC for. And then CBD is the non-psychoactive, but it is also incredible for reducing inflammation, calming anxiety, and also supporting a neurological balance as well. But beyond those two cannabinoids, remember, okay, y'all was with me, okay? But beyond those two, there's a whole world of healing compounds in the plant. So there's also CBG, which is the mother cannabinoid. It's known for its gut healing, antibacterial properties, and neuroprotective properties. It's being studied currently for its ability to help manage IBS, which is irritable bowel syndrome, glaucoma, and even cancer cell inhibition in some early research. CBN, which is one of my personal favorites. Slight tangent, I actually found a sparkling water with CBN here since I moved to Denver, and y'all, it is the best after like a really good workout or even like to wind down. If I started making like little cute spritzers and mocktails, we gonna get into it. We want to add a little infusion, so I add some CBN. Now, what's in CBN? Like, what's so great about it? It has that psychoactive just a little bit, but it's best known for sedative effects. So it's good for sleep support. All right. And like I told y'all, I like to wind down. And then, of course, there is THCA, which is the raw, unheated form of THC. So THCA is non-psychoactive, but powerful when it comes to fighting inflammation and easing arthritis and muscle spasms. And then there are the terpenes. Okay, remember the terpenes? I talked about that. Yes, it's coming back to you. Reflect back on episodes 1 and 2. So the terpenes, those are going to be those aromatic compounds that give cannabis its smell and flower, but they're not just scent. There's linalool that can also be found in lavender, and it helps reduce anxiety. Limonene, fave of mine, it gives it that bright citrus vibe. It also helps with depression and inflammation. Now, myrcene, I talked about myrcene in the beginning. Myrcene is definitely a favorite of mine, and it has a lot of muscle relaxing effects and can help with sleep. I was using cannabis to sleep at one point, and so that is why I have a lot of favorites that help me with relaxing. These compounds all work together, the cannabinoids and the terpenes, and what is called the entourage effect, meaning the full spectrum of the plant is more healing than the sum of its parts. But let's get into access, right? So I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, Atlanta born and raised, okay? And when I lived in Georgia, I could not even get a medical marijuana card because I am a licensed firearm owner. And the moment you register as a marijuana patient, federal law strips you of your right to carry. So, because I had already obtained a firearm license prior to me moving back to Atlanta and trying to get a medical marijuana card, I was told I could not because of my license to carry. All right, breaking that down. So, once again, we consumers are forced to choose between safety and wellness. And for people of color, the system is still criminalizing the very medicine that we have used for generations. So that's why I'm doing this work, to educate, to empower, to reclaim what's always been ours. So now let's talk about what happened after the diagnosis, after the treatments, after getting to the other side of survival mode. Let's talk about being present today. And let's start with the pause. I know that you may have noticed that there was a gap between the last Puff of Knowledge episode and this one. And that wasn't by accident. That was by design. I have been in a deeply transformative season of my life, one where I had to stop performing and showing up for everyone else and start becoming the woman I've always dreamed of being. Low key, but really high key, the woman I have always dreamed of becoming is sitting on her couch right now, overlooking her balcony and staring at the Rocky Mountains, just feeling so blessed, so humbled, and so thankful. And I'm just so grateful for this season. Normally, I would take a pause here and stop recording because a tangent was about to come, but I'm actually going to just be present in this moment. By the time y'all hear this, I will be 34 years old and just so grateful and so thankful and even more humbled that I get to share these moments and what's to come with each and every one of you. Now, back to your regularly scheduled program. A few months ago, I left Atlanta and I moved to Denver. Woo woo. Not for a job, not for a man, not for a brand deal, but because I wanted to meet the woman I knew was waiting for me on the other side of burnout. Since moving to Colorado, I've fallen deeper, so much deeper in love with my rituals. I used to think I struggled with discipline and consistency, but I just had to really put my foot down and dig into who I was. And it's like, nah, everything I do is with intention. So we're gonna be disciplined and the consistency comes, and I just love it. My cannabis use has become more intentional and more spiritual. I started hiking in silence, which was so hard, because my mind runs a mile a minute. But again, it required me to check in with myself and not focus on the things outside of my control and outside of my being and outside of that moment. I've started journaling every morning. If you know about the morning pages, then you know. And I have been infusing my food more with plant medicine and giving myself permission to slow down. A friend of mine, who also happens to be the new producer of Puff of Knowledge, round of applause, we just gonna snap, snap, all right, said to me that I am living in my manifestations in real time. And now that you've met the version of yourself who made it out of the tunnel, it's time to turn up the notch on you. Whoo, and that hit me in the chest like some bricks, y'all. And so that's what this season has been. It's been a turning up, a remembrance, a celebration of rest as resistance, and rest as rebirth. This podcast is also about lineage. Before I had the words for what cannabis was or what I was doing, I just knew that cannabis was adult medicine. I knew that people would use it, adults in my family would use it, and they just felt so good afterwards. And when I was younger, my granny had glaucoma and some other medical issues, and she used to smoke cannabis. My mama gonna kill me, but my granny used to have me rolling her joints. And I laugh so much right now. I'm trying so hard not to. Is that today you cannot pay me? I do not know how to roll a joint. I don't care to learn. I don't care. I will cone this thing up, hit my one hitter. I got some apparatuses. I can't roll a joint to save my life, but 11, 12-year-old Marjan, oh baby, she knew the flip, flip, dip. Okay, she was on it. I didn't know the science behind the plant and what it was doing. I just knew that the plant eased my granny's pain. And that moment always stuck with me. And so now I infuse oils and body butters, and I light my joints with intention, and I cook food like my granny used to that nourishes the body and the spirit. And I share all of it with y'all because community is also a part of that medicine too. When I would see adults in my family using cannabis, it was in community, right? It was healing them in multiple ways and also having that village there to support them through whatever things they may have been going through at that time. And so that's what I want Puff of Knowledge to be, more than a podcast. I want it to be a soft space, a space where women feel seen in their complexity, survivors feel safe enough to speak their truth, and we remember that cannabis is sacred, not shameful. This isn't a hustle. This is my heart. It's so crazy. My heart is beating right now because it's like, oh my God, you're sharing all this with the world. Yes, because I care and I love this. So, whether you are lighting up, laying low, or simply trying to breathe through your own transformation, I hope this episode has reminded you that healing is never linear. The road back to yourself is paved with softness, intention, and moments of grace. Y'all, please, please give yourselves grace, okay? There is no blueprint to the fire shit that we are producing in this world. It is okay to trip, fall, fail. You can get back up and do it a million times more. So please just always give yourself grace. Pat yourself on the back. You woke up this morning. A lot of people didn't have that opportunity. All right. Don't forget to check out the Rotation Vibes playlist. I know today was a lot, but I'm gonna add some soft vibes in there so y'all can, get the groove back and get the feeling in your bones and dance around a little bit. It's curated with love. So maybe you can use it as the soundtrack to your next smoke session or solo walk or even a journaling ritual. Thank y'all so much for spending my birthday with me. Thank you for holding space with me, and thank you for seeing the whole me. This is just the beginning. We're only getting higher from here, all right? Until next time, from the Mile High City, stay high, stay woke, and as always, elevate everything. I love y'all.